Reading Baseball is a listener-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Listener support is what makes this webcast possible.
From bow-legged Hall of Famer Honus Wagner and long-striding Olympic gold medalist John Woodruff to the graceful modern dance visionary Martha Graham, Pittsburgh has been home to some of the most famous legs in the world. In the critically acclaimed Pittsburgh, The Story of a City, historian Stefan Laurent even goes so far as to claim that because of the city's steep hills and hillside steps, Pittsburgh girls have the most beautiful legs in the world, and he offers 4 pages of photographs to prove it. I married a Pittsburgh girl who had to climb a steep hill to high school every morning, so I've always been grateful for Pittsburgh's hilly landscape. Just a few weeks ago, on August 24th, over 3,000 students at the University of Pittsburgh opened up umbrellas and danced on the campus lawn in honor of a 1933 graduate whose Pittsburgh legs became the most famous in Hollywood, this side of Betty Grable. The students performed that day to celebrate Pittsburgh native Gene Kelly's 100th birthday and his signature dance from Singin' in the Rain. Gene Kelly's mother ran a dance studio in Pittsburgh and made sure her son Gene had dance and gymnastic classes, but his heart and his legs really belonged to baseball. During his teenage years, he could walk to Old Forts Field and watch the Pirates play in the 1925 and 1927 World Series. The great Pirate shortstop Honus Wagner was retired by then, but Kelly idolized Wagner and dreamed someday of playing shortstop for the Pirates. In 1949, Gene Kelly finally played baseball in a big league uniform. After dancing his way into stardom in hit movies with Judy Garland and Rita Hayworth, he developed a script with director Stanley Donen for a musical called Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Donen would also direct Kelly a few years later in Singin' in the Rain. In Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Gene Kelly plays shortstop for an early 20th century baseball team while Frank Sinatra plays his double play partner at second base. Kelly and Sinatra also team up for a vaudeville act during the offseason and open the movie with a song and dance routine to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The musical also stars Esther Williams, who, not surprisingly, sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game while swimming in a pool. With dance numbers choreographed by the legendary Busby Berkeley, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is far more of a Hollywood spectacular than a baseball movie, but thanks to Kelly, it's clever in its use of baseball's early history. Doubling up Kelly and Sinatra as big league ballplayers and vaudeville performers, for example, may seem like a bit of a stretch, but in the early days of baseball, star players like the legendary King Kelly took advantage of their popularity and often appeared in vaudeville. Gene Kelly also knew that in its early history, baseball had a serious problem with gamblers trying to bribe players and fix games. Like most Hollywood musicals, Take Me Out to the Ball Game relies on the typical boy-meets-girl plot, but it has a subplot in which gamblers try unsuccessfully to lure Kelly's character away from his team so that it loses the pennant. In a typical Hollywood ending, the gamblers fail, Kelly's team wins the pennant, and Kelly gets the girl. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, made just 2 years after Jackie Robinson crossed baseball's color line, has no black ball players on Kelly's team, but it does have a Jewish first baseman named Goldberg, at a time in baseball history when Jewish ball players were a rarity. When asked why a Goldberg became a baseball player, the character tells the story of his first violin recital. He was so awful that a heckler threw a tomato, which Goldberg promptly hit out of the room with his violin. I never was much of a dancer, but that Pittsburgh girl I married made her debut at the age of 2, when her father, on leave from the Navy, lifted her onto a bar where she did her best imitation of Shirley Temple. My wife Anita hasn't danced on a bar since, or so she tells me, but I think she sometimes wonders what might have happened if she had taken dancing lessons. I'd asked her, but she'd probably just tap dance her way around the question. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.
To support Reading Baseball and WSIU's other online programs, please call 800-745-9748 or pledge online at wsiu.org. Thank you.
Thank you.